exciting to tell Charlotte. "How about old skeletons?" he asked.
"He'd better like those when he's at Skeleton Point, because you know what? That's what's out there. We saw a real skeleton staring at the window and a hairy monster in a lake."
Charlotte's soft blue eyes widened in surprise. "Goodness, something in the lake, too? The one you saw in the window is Mr. Bones. I'm sorry if he gave you a scare," Charlotte told the children. "I left him hanging there to keep trespassers away from the house, just like Dr. Tibbs used to do. But I didn't think there was a monster in the lake." Cousin Charlotte laughed. "What did it look like?" Jessie explained about the T-shirt Henry had found on the porch railing and the swimmer with the long hair.
"Don't forget the barking dog,"
Benny reminded Jessie. Charlotte chuckled. "Oh, that was probably Greeny Owen's dog, Max. And Greeny himself was the swimmer, most likely. He was once a student of Dr. Tibbs. He never did finish medical school, but he knows more about bones than most doctors. Local people have told me he's quite upset that I bought the property. Over the years, he's come to think of it as his. He works in a lab at the medical school and often swims or rows over from the island where he lives with Max."
"Does he have lots of hair?"
Benny wanted to know. "Well, Max has short hair, and Greeny has long hair, for a man, that is," Charlotte explained. "Plus a little skull earring. He often wears that black T-shirt with the skull and skeleton on it. He must have taken it off to go swimming. Nobody but Greeny would go swimming on such a damp, chilly day."
"Well, he didn't scare us."
Benny felt brave now that he had arrived at Charlotte's cozy house.
"Not a bit."
Charlotte hugged Benny, then gave each of the other children a hug, too. "Well, I'm glad of that. I can't seem to make a friend of Greeny yet. I'm hoping you children will have better luck. He knows so much about Dr. Tibbs' skeleton collection. I'd love to ask him to organize it before I send it on to the medical school. Unfortunately, he disappears on me whenever I go over to Skeleton Point."
"That's what he did with us," Henry said. "Disappeared right under the water."
As Charlotte led the children to a greenhouse in back of her house, she told the children more about Greeny. "I suppose I should be glad that he and Max do such a good job of guarding the property. The problem is he chases off everyone, including the locksmith I sent over last week. Maybe the four of you will have better luck getting to know him and Max."
"We like dogs," Jessie said, "especially watchdogs. Our dog, Watch, guarded us when we lived in a boxcar we fixed up in the woods after our mother and father died. Now Watch watches out for us at Grandfather's house."
Charlotte put her arm around Jessie. "I'm so glad Watch and Cousin James found you. Now, here's another house for you to live in while you're here. My old greenhouse."